Welcome to the Commonwealth Minute. Here's your host, Richard Nelson.
The U.S. Supreme Court's recent ruling that expanded the definition of sex to include sexual orientation and gender identity is without a basis in history or law. Justice Samuel Alito dissented in the case and said that the legislature should change the law and not the courts. We have three branches of government, and the function of the judiciary is not to legislate, but rather to apply the law to a given set of facts. The problem with the court's ruling that considers sexual orientation a civil right protected by law is that it jeopardizes those who have a conservative view on marriage and human sexuality to potentially be charged with workplace harassment for simply holding conventional opinions about marriage and human biology. Now, this ruling by the U.S. Supreme Court is not the last word. It simply opens the door to more conflict on this issue in the future.
Find us on Facebook and Twitter at CPC4Kentucky and on the web at commonwealthpolicycenter.org.